This exercise is a taste awareness exercise. Taste satiety is another way that the body tells us we've had enough. And when you slow down and really focus on flavor, your experience of eating can change drastically. You can do this exercise with any particular food, but I'm going to lead it with a chocolate kiss, and I recommend it with a small bite of whatever highly sweetened food you find hard to reach taste satiety with. So I'm going to do this with a single chocolate kiss. I recommend doing this exercise when you're not hungry, so that you can focus fully on flavor. Focusing on flavor is easiest when hunger is not adding to the drive to eat. The exercise should take 15 to 20 minutes. If you're giving adequate space and attention to really notice all the subtle details of eating a single chocolate kiss. So begin by placing the single chocolate kiss in front of you, out of your hands. Just allowing your eyes to close or find a comfortable downward gaze. Resting your hands and giving yourself a moment to take 4 or 5 deep and easy breaths. Now allow your body to continue resting while you move your attention to your stomach and also to your mouth. And notice any physical sensations you have at this time. Notice any thoughts that you have. How about emotions? Aware that you're about to have a single piece of chocolate. Is there anything in your internal experience that shifts? Can you sense a shift in sensation in the mouth? How about thoughts that arise? Some people notice emotion. Tied to the simple idea that I'm going to have this piece of chocolate. Whatever you experience, just observe it. Again, you're just taking in information with a curiosity and a kindness, not judging, not criticizing, just noticing what you're experiencing. Trying to separate out the emotion and the thought and the physical sensation. Now allowing your eyes to fully open, take the chocolate kiss in your hand and gently unwrap it. And as you unwrap it, continue to be aware of emotions or thoughts that pass through your mind. Continuing to hold the mindset of a curious, compassionate observer. And looking at the chocolate, holding it in your hand, perhaps in your palm or on your fingertips so it won't melt. But looking at it as if it were the first time you had ever seen this. If you are an artist, for example, how would you paint it? You notice the shape, the size, what colors do you see, brown, yes, but what else? Really with a beginner's mind and an artist's eye, do you find gray or silver? White, perhaps? And what about the way the light reflects on the chocolate? When you've turned it to look at different angles, you believe that you've seen all the colors and the shapes and the reflections. You can gently move your attention to the smell of the chocolate. You may want to close your eyes again to really hone the scent. Place the chocolate under your nose and notice what you smell. Can you observe the different components of scent? You pick up the cocoa. What about the milk? The vanilla? How about an earthy scent, almost tobacco-like? And is there a particular place in the nose where you feel the scent? Perhaps kind of higher up in the nose, where some of the fat receptors are. And as you notice the scent, have other thoughts come into mind? Or other emotions passed through? Keeping your non-judgmental, curious, and kind mindset. And now rubbing the chocolate on your lips so you can get just a hint of the flavor. I'd encourage you to allow your eyes to remain closed, to notice the very subtle taste on the lips, but also to notice the texture. Do you feel smoothness or grit? How much is it melting? Just being aware of all the intricacies of this one small piece of chocolate. And then placing the chocolate now on your tongue, but not biting it. If you're doing this with some other food, putting a very small piece on your tongue. And just noticing what you can about the flavor as you move it around your mouth. And does it taste different in different parts of your mouth? How does the texture change as it remains in your mouth? As it melts, what do you notice about the shift in flavor? What do you notice about your own saliva? Or about your own urge to swallow or to bite? Anything you observe about your mouth? So take as long as you like to either allow the chocolate to melt or to bite it now if you'd like. As you swallow what's in your mouth, see if you can notice the sensations as the food moves into your throat and down your throat. What do you notice about the taste that's left in your mouth? Are there any urges for another behavior, another swallow, another bite, or a lick of your lips? take a few moments now to fully note that experience, all that it took to make that single piece of food, that treat for you if you like chocolate, to get it to you. And for you to thoroughly focus on it. And consider for a moment what it would be like if you ate like this most of the time. What it would be like if you ate treats like this with all of your attention, with the intention of fully experiencing in a nourishing way.